Honey,
what?
Now that we've done over 300 audio podcasts, we thought we'd also do a video podcast, which you can find on YouTube under Mondays with Mike and Mary. So welcome to the new podcast. How about that?
I'm not sure how I feel about this. Okay. But we're doing it.
Let me take you back to medieval times, ancient history. Can you ever think of a city-state that won a war when they were under siege? I couldn't either. So this is what somebody said this week. You can't win the war if you never leave the castle. I thought that was pretty good. Anyway, I have a parade of techniques to start with today.
Okay, good.
Fine?
Fine.
Okay. The mail call expired campaign is alive and well. In one tiny market, January 1st, guess how many expired listings there were?
112.
58. Okay. In one tiny market.
Okay.
Wow, that's such fertile ground for prospecting. So send them something, call them. Send them something, call them. And if you go see, send them a video so they can see you. But work expireds because they're going to be a very fertile field this year. What's your parade of techniques?
I have two again. They're short.
We're just starting a new tradition. You're breaking the rules already.
Yeah,
I love it.
All right. A field guide to American houses. Write that baby down. Mm. A field guide to American houses. It's got every style, every model, every type of Corinthian column. It's really cool. It's a complete version. And the author is Virginia Savage McAllister. McAllister, I think. Anyway,
you know what's always amazed me?
What has always amazed
you? Is that
we
sell a product and so many of our salespeople don't know the product, the house.
Well, here's a way to get knowing the house. All right, here's my second parade of techniques. It's an app.
Yay!
And it's an app called My Routine. So, you know, it's after the first of the year. This is when we do those New Year's resolutions. This year, I'm gonna... And if you have one of those kinds of things that requires you to be reminded to build a new routine around it. This year, I'm gonna brush my teeth every morning. You know, that kind of thing. Well, you can use the app called My Routine. And you can do up to 8 new routines for the free version.
Wow.
So check it out.
I'm glad you used the word routine because, you know, we have a friend who said a New Year's resolution. You remember that? He said, my New Year's resolution is to lose 15 pounds. And by March, he only had 25 more to go.
I do remember that story.
Yeah, he went to Jenny Craig where they make you check in and report your numbers and they tell you what to eat and when to eat and how to eat it. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Anyway, I asked the experts this week.
Well, you should tell them that you did get all the good food out of our house.
We did.
All the fatty, sweets, chocolates, all the stuff that people gave us. Time to just purge that house, right?
And it was delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask the experts.
It's a new year, and my number one goal is to be consistent with my prospecting. And I discovered that when I feel good, when I'm in a good place, I'm really consistent with prospecting.
Okay.
And when I don't feel good, when I'm not in a good place, my prospecting is inconsistent.
Right.
And we know that the secret to productivity is consistent prospecting. If you don't make calls when you're busy, you won't be eventually, right?
Right.
So that was her Ask the Experts question.
All right.
How do I keep myself in a good place so I keep prospecting? Number one, exercise.
Okay.
Number two, diet. Number three,
sleep.
Get your five whys clear.
Oh, cool.
The purpose needs to connect to the daily doing this because when you lose sight of your purpose, you start feeling like a hamster on a wheel. So make sure that purpose is clear and in front of you, the five whys. LFTs, what was the formula we were given years ago? Happiness consists of three parts. Someone to love.
Something to do.
Something meaningful to do, meaningful work to do, and something to look forward to.
LFT.
So make sure you've got your LFTs in place. When you need help, reach out. You've got team members. You've got we coaches here at the Floyd Wickman team. Set yourself some new minimum standards. You know, Floyd taught us years ago, don't ever be afraid to raise your minimum standard. Now, our minimum standard in R-squared is 18 qualifying conversations per week, or a minimum of 2 5-90-10s. We'll raise that. Rick Rosen, years ago, he said, I want to double my production, so he doubled his conversations, and it doubled his production, and he did it again. And again, 4 years in a row, he doubled his conversations, doubled his production. And when you set a minimum standard, also give yourself a weekly reward for hitting that standard, something you look forward to, a little one, not this big giant one. And also, ooh, a little penalty if you don't.
Stick in a carrot.
Exactly. And volunteer. If you want to keep yourself in a good place, find a way you can volunteer. The specific thing that was mentioned was volunteering for Meals on Wheels. Mm. And by the way, when you volunteer for Meals on Wheels, you might even end up generating some leads. That's this week's Ask the Experts question.
All right, I got one too. Here it is. So I've been selling real estate for the last 20 years, and the calendar just turned to a new year. And I got to tell you, I feel like, I got to start all the way over again. And I just, all that prospecting. Blah. How do I make my prospecting fun? How do I get excited about doing the work? Because I don't feel excited. Ooh, how many people out there can kind of relate with that?
It's a bit of a theme going on here today.
All right, so here's what we heard. Shift your focus. Stir the pot. You know, maybe look around, figure out where is the business? What should I do that's different? Get focused on something new. Maybe you've gotten distracted. And here's what the next person said. So why do you want to, what is your goal? Why do you want to earn that? And why do you want to earn that?
The
and you just
whys.
Talked about the five whys. You know, that's a Wickman thing that we do when we get together at least once a year. When you take a Wickman Live class, we do the five whys. And we have a student, God bless him, who did that right there on our call. And wait, we all heard all the answers.
Wow.
And he went, well, now we know your motivation is your son and your wife. So use that. Get a picture of them. Put that in front of you. What are you going to do for them?
When you get down to that nitty and gritty, that's really where it's at. Keeping you motivated.
Look at jobs. Go look for a job. Because this is what this person said. I went through that earlier a couple months ago, and I thought, I'm just going to get a job. And so I started looking at jobs, and I went, oh, like I have to get dressed and be there and they won't let me leave.
And have a boss.
And yeah. I can't go home when I want to. And she said, I got scared. Like, oh my God, if I don't make real estate work, that's what I'm going to be stuck with. It changed her thinking. Decide to have fun. Look for fun in your life in other places. You get to do this. You talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Having an LFT. So we heard from someone who went to a basketball game with his daughter and his granddaughter and had a blast, and it went right down to the last 5 seconds or something of the game. And so having things that you're looking forward to that you get to do because you're in real estate. Take good breaks. Did you do your vision board?
Yeah.
One person said, I did a vision board last year, but I only did one thing on the whole board. Yikes. That's not a vision board. That's a I failed board.
So, I heard the opposite.
You know, did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's,
from a couple different people.
My
I looked
experts.
At my vision board from last year and said, okay. Wow, I hit all that stuff. I did all that stuff.
Yeah. And then we talked about 5-90-10, so 90 minutes of prospecting with a buddy. And I told the story of the friends that we have, our students and our friends, really, that are doing one a day, 5 days a week. that are doing them at the same time on Tuesday, every single Tuesday, at the same time on Thursday night, every single Thursday night, same group of people, 90 minutes, they get on Zoom, they talk to each other, then they go on mute and dial. Now, if someone's watching your every move because you're right there on their screen, you can't really get up and do the laundry, can you? So find a way to hold yourself to those tasks. I love that. And you remember what Bob said at Business Breakthrough.
Yeah.
He said, don't be a baby. Quit being a baby. And what was the best takeaway of all of Business Breakthrough? I heard more than one person say, don't be a baby. Your job is to prospect. For God's sake, prospect. Don't be a baby. Suck it up and make the calls. Get yourself to make the calls.
Think about all the great things, the great benefits we get from being in real estate, and they're only possible because of the prospecting you do.
Yeah. That's who said right. it, Floyd? I do the hard things because when I do, I get to have the things that I want. I get to, the hard things are what gives us the reward. Is that how he said it?
It is.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And if you like what you see, subscribe to our YouTube channel. See you next time.